Oh, you can control it here. Okay. Yeah, we were the same way. When I was working.
Test, test. Thank you.
Good morning. Good to see you all here this morning. Thank God for all the rain. Richard, I'm sure that you're particularly happy about that. I know if you live out in a rural area like I do, it's really nice. You see all the crops popping through and you see all the rows. And you know springtime is definitely here. We have one concern this morning. Rochelle Haynes' grandma is in the hospital, so please keep her.
She's on hospice now.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Oh, on hospice. I'm sorry. Yeah. I read that wrong. Okay. Yes. Okay, right. She's on hospice, so keep her in your prayers. As far as announcements are concerned, remember that if you plan on attending the pastor's retirement dinner, there's a form in the back that you can sign up because they need to know how many people are going to be there. Also, the Monday night grief class, it will begin at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, tomorrow, but this will be the last one for now. And birthdays, we have three birthdays this week. Alyssa Send, May 25th. Ty Brock, May 27th. And Irenia Murphy, May 24th.
Ariana's going to be 8. Woohoo!
God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
And we have three anniversaries this week. Nolan and Aaron Hendricks, Bert and Lynn Downing, and Ron and June Potter. Okay, we will ask the acolytes to come forward and light the candles.
Not yet. I have one announcement, if you don't mind, and we're not on the air yet. So today is a listening session. I know that a lot of you have heard that the United Methodist Church is making lots of changes. The listening session today is at Port Huron at 3. We will carpool from here at 1:30. And the DS called me yesterday and is suggesting that we wear masks. It was quite full last week. So if you are going to ride, would you let me know, like now? Is anybody planning on going that wants to ride with me? Port Huron first at 3. Lynn is riding with me. I knew that. Lynn is riding with me. Amy's riding with me. Anybody else? We will try to report back what they say. This is the future of the United Methodist Church, so if you do want to know, I would encourage you to go. So,
okay. Quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship as we light the candles. Thank you. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning worship. I am Ivan Henderson, worship leader for today. Our acolytes for today is Adeline and Audrey. Our praise song is number 171. There's something about that name. Call to worship this morning, please respond in the bold print. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us worship and give thanks unto Him.
He is the way, the truth, and the life, both now and forever. Let us pray.
Oh, gracious and loving God, we thank you for your presence with us this day. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds, our ears, that we may hear, that we may feel, that we may be touched by you in your presence. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Our opening hymn for today is 380. There's within my heart a melody.
Thank you.
come on up for a children's message. Whoops. Dumping all my candy out. How are you guys? Good. It's good to see you. So what are you going to do for your birthday Tuesday? You're going to have a party after school, and anyone that wants to come can. Sounds like a plan. It sounds like a big party.
And I have a chocolate cake. It's vanilla frosting, but if there's any allergies, let me know.
Okay, chocolate cake with vanilla frosting, but if you have allergies, let you know. You are so on top of it. We said earlier this morning to her that she's like 17. 8 years old, going on 17, right, Erin? Yeah. She wondered if she could even drive today. Not quite yet, huh? All right. So today we're going to talk about love again, but peace of mind and our peace of heart. What do you think that means? Have a peace of mind. What do you think? Having one thought, having another thought, put them together to one thought. That's pretty good. Sean?
To be wise.
To be wise. You are wise beyond your years. Thanks, Sean. Anybody else? So, do any of you get scared or afraid? Yeah, I bet there's some adults here that get scared and afraid too. Any adults here that get scared and afraid? Yeah, lots of hands go up. So you're not alone. What helps you when you're afraid? Are you afraid of the dark, thunder? What helps you?
Being with my family, or just being in my room with my auntie, because she always makes me feel safe.
Your unikitty. Okay, I couldn't quite catch that, but that's exactly what I like. Yes. So think of other things, good things. Good for you. Audrey. Forget about it. That's a good thing. That's good. What about you, Mel? Being with your stuffed animals. You know what they talked about today? Having a teddy bear. Exactly right, having a teddy bear. And you know what? I had a teddy bear in my office, and it was sitting on my shelf with books. And you know what I did? I forgot about having it today, and I took it home to get it packed. I don't have my teddy bear. I was going to pass my teddy bear around to you. Because sometimes, isn't it nice to cuddle with a kitty, a puppy, a doll, a bear? So,
kind of scares me.
Yeah, so it's nice to have your family or someone else there with you, isn't it? Yeah, Sean, you had another?
And my favorite, it doesn't matter what age you are, if you have a stuffed animal, it's very nice to see
it. You're absolutely right. See, I had a teddy bear in my office. It doesn't matter what age you are. It's very comforting to have a stuffed animal, right? Yep. So, do you know we're going to talk a little bit about the disciples being afraid? They're adults, and they walked with Jesus, and they were with Jesus, and they were afraid. And you know what Jesus told them? What do you think?
Do not fear, the Lord is with you.
Do not fear, the Lord is with you. You've got it. Did she win in Bible trivia downstairs? I did answer a question. I was concerned that I would fail at Bible trivia downstairs. So, remember, if you do get afraid, because we all get afraid, all ages get afraid, to hear Jesus' words, do not be afraid, okay? Do not fear, for God is with you, okay? Let's pray. Oh, holy God, we thank you that your presence is with us, that you can calm us and bring a peace of mind in our hearts, that you can calm us when we get fearful or afraid. And so, Lord, we just thank you for your presence, knowing that we are never, ever alone. In Christ's name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Okay, so here's your children's bulletins. There's a couple for you guys. All right, a couple for you guys. Pass that back to your sister. And, of course, the candy dish. So, help yourself. It looks like I'm going to have to fill it up. There are suckers in the back, too, if you like a sucker. Ladies, go first. You're so polite. Yes. All right. There you go, Sean. Okay.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among other nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the people with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. May God add his blessings upon the reading of this word.
Thank you, Ivan. This morning, the choir will sing Gentle Shepherd. It is actually a Gaither song, William and Gloria. So hear us. As we go into our weekly prayer, let us remember Gaylord with the tornado that went through there. Next week, the bishop is asking us to take up an offering to assist with that. And so if you do that, please mark it Gaylord tornado, and we will make sure that it gets directly to them. Our business for the week is Woodland Hills Golf Club. And remember those that we have named and those that are quiet in our hearts, those listed on our prayer page. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Amen. Gracious and loving God, How good it is to have birthdays and anniversaries and celebrations. Just to be here to worship you and praise your name. We are so grateful for life and all that you give to us. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to fill us with your love, that we share that love with one another, that we turn to you when we are afraid or in fear. We ask, Lord, that you be with those that are hurting. Some are in financial stress. Others are hurting from a loss of a loved one. Some that are in hospice and facing death, to looking for a home to live in, to being financially stressed with groceries and gas, Lord. Have mercy on this world. To those who are ill and have COVID, to those who are recovering, we ask you, Lord, that you be with each one. Let them know your presence is with them, that they do not need to be afraid, that your love is with them. And use us. Use us, Lord, to be your hands and feet, to make a difference in the world, that we aren't afraid to help one another, to love one another, to reach out to one another, and to share your story, that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord. So, Lord God, we ask that you be with this church, especially as we make transitions, not only with a pastor, but with the future of the United Methodist Church, that you guide and lead each one of us, and that as we go to this session today, that we find some answers and some knowledge and understanding, that we can share that with others. So, Lord, we give you ourselves, we give you our lives, and we ask that you bless them. In the name of Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our preparation song, you may remain seated. Oh, how I love Jesus. hope we all hold on to those words. Oh, how I love Jesus. Our gospel reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 23 to 29. Hear these words. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away and I am coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going away and am coming back to you. If you love me, If you love me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less and less of me and more and more and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. For the last several weeks, we've been preaching out of the Gospel of John, and John has talked about love. If you remember back several weeks ago, he asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said, "Feed my sheep or lamb." Then he's talked about love as a new command. Love one another. And he starts out here once again with love. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. If you love God, if you love Jesus, you will follow him and obey his teaching. But this week, it's not just all about love. I'm like, if it's just about love, what am I going to say for the third or fourth week in a row, right? But he goes on more and talks about his Father, God. God is the Father of Jesus Christ. And if we follow him, if we follow Jesus, if we follow God, we will truly do what God wants us to do. And he tells his disciples that he's going away, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will be sent to you. And we're going to celebrate that at Pentecost, June 5th, wear red. Just so you know ahead of time, we're going to keep telling you that to remind you. Pentecost, that's when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, and so we will celebrate the birthday of the church. But for now, he continues to say, the Father will say this, the Father is telling me this, the Father will send the Holy Spirit. But Jesus has to ascend into heaven before the Holy Spirit can come on earth. And so we will have what we call Ascension Sunday, where Jesus goes up. That will be next week's lesson. So that the Holy Spirit can come on you and I and on all of God's people, those who believe in Jesus. And that Holy Spirit will remind, he says, it will remind you of everything I've told you. And he uses these words. Peace. Peace be with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives, but as the Father gives. Now, these words are a lot of times used in a funeral. I use them often with John 14 as I have a funeral for someone that has lost their loved one and may be struggling. The disciples here are struggling because Jesus had said, I am no longer going to be with you. I'm going away. And they wanted to go with him, but he said, you can't come now. But I give you my peace. You will not be left alone. You do not have to be afraid. For God is with you. Peace. See, when we have Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our minds, within our souls, we can find that peace that passes all understanding. But when we don't turn to him, we can find strife. Anybody ever deal with that? Yeah. So when we turn to God, sometimes he doesn't tell us that everything's going to be perfect, but we can have an inner peace because he is with us, even though the world outside of us and even though there's struggles right in our souls and in our life, in our families, in the church, in the world, we can still have that peace that passes all understanding because we turn to him and we have him in our hearts. You know, we just sang earlier, there's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low, fear not, I am with thee. Peace, be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. And then in the last verse, it says, soon he's coming back to welcome me far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. And that's one reason we use this scripture a lot with a funeral, with grieving, because Jesus has gone, but we will take flight. We will go to be with Jesus as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we can have that peace and assurance knowing that no matter what happens now on this earth, when we pass from this earth and go to the next world in heaven, we will not have any fear. There will not be any crying or weeping or sorrow, no more pain, but we will be at peace. So do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. But a majority of you raised your hands. There's times when we're all afraid, right? Kids and adults, there's times when things come. Am I going to have enough money to get my scripts and my groceries and gas these days and pay my bills? That's a real concern. What happens when someone is in hospice and we know that they're going to go? The pain and agony hits home. I've lost my loved one. Stress, grief, and I feel alone. Even though Jesus says, you're not alone, peace be with you. And sometimes even in a time of a funeral when we're trying to bring peace and comfort, we don't always feel peace and comfort, do we? Because we've just lost our loved one, and we're hurting. The disciples were hurting the same. I want you to hear that. Even though they were with Jesus, even though they walked with him, even though they knew what he was telling them, they still didn't fully understand because the Holy Spirit had not come to them yet, and they were afraid. What are we going to do when you leave Jesus? Are we going to be crucified? Are we going to fear the Romans? Are we going to be taken captive? We thought you were going to be our earthly king. Protect us. And now you're telling us you're going. What are we going to do? Well, many of you may think, okay, the pastor's leaving. What are we going to do? And many of you be going, yes, the pastor's leaving. Now we know what we're going to do. But see, God is in charge. God is in charge of our lives. He's in charge of the church as well as the bishop. As we make this new transition, you do not need to be afraid of who is coming. It doesn't matter who is coming, because they will be God's child. And they will be your leader. And they will love you as I have loved you, because I've loved you. I want you to hear that. I've loved you. And I will miss you. I will miss you terribly. But I'm so glad to be retiring. Let's be honest. So I'm not afraid. But sometimes transitions make us afraid, don't they? We don't know what's coming. We don't know who's coming. We don't know what is it going to be like. What's happening in the United Methodist Church in the future? It can bring anxiety. It can bring us to be uncomfortable. And so what does God say? I really believe this message is for us today. What does he say? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. You know, I was reading a devotional this morning, and it was talking about God sharing, let the little children come. Let the little children come. You know, the children are up here, and sometimes they have better answers for what's going to happen in life, and they understand, and they're not as afraid sometimes as I think we are. Amen. Sometimes they really get it. They really get it. They have an understanding. They have a peace that sometimes you and I just don't have. All right, what do I have to do today? Okay, this and this and this and this and this. I got this and this and this and this. And we get worried, don't we? Am I going to get it all done? Do I have the time? Do I have the energy? Do I have the strength? Oh, doesn't it get done for the majority of what actually needs to get done? Yeah. Yep, we worry and we stress and we worry and we stress. And I'm going to say it over and over again. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. His peace. See, we can't have our peace. It's Jesus' peace that we receive. Peace from God the Father, from Jesus his Son, from the power of the Holy Spirit. Peace that passes all understanding, that we really don't get unless we give it all to God and leave it there. Amen? You're still awake. Good. Okay. Peace. You know, it's hard making a transition. You're making a transition to someone new. Jim and I are making transition to a new house, trying to make sure everything's ready. It's coming right along where we could move in today if we needed to. But packing up, I get a box done and I go, okay, I'm tired. How many more boxes do I have? How many more days do I have? All right, I'm stressing. Some of you are shaking your head. You get it. Okay, I got to do my office too. I packed my bear. Sorry. And I had it in my office for a reason and still took it home. Because the checklist is going, I got to get this out of here. I got to get this done. I got to get this done. I got to get this done. But I can tell you what, family is important. Disciples saw Jesus as their father, their leader, the person that they could go to and be with and feel safe. Like the kids said, yeah, we want somebody else with us. And that's what made them afraid, is he's going to be gone. I had a pleasure this weekend. I have a pleasure all the time, but my son and daughter-in-law are here from Indianapolis with us today, and I'm so glad they're worshiping with us. I said, no packing while they're here. None. I wasn't going to put a box together. I was going to enjoy the company and enjoy the time I have with them. And I got to tell you, that brings peace. Because we go back to what Jesus says, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. And that's about loving one another, to share with one another, to fellowship with one another. We had that time this weekend to be able to do that, to share with one another, to love one another, to eat and eat and eat, which is part of the fellowship. That's what the disciples did with Jesus. They took every moment they could to listen to him and his teaching so that they could learn, but they were also in fellowship. They ate together. They slept together. They walked together. They journeyed through life for 3 years together. And now they were saddened because Jesus said, "I'm going away from you." I can't imagine if we were in that day and time and our leader was Jesus and he said he was going away, how I would feel. I think I would be saddened. I think I would probably be fearful too. I would probably think, now we're going to be left alone. But Jesus says, what's he say? Peace be with you. I can't hear you. What? Peace be with you. I want you to share that with people this week. Peace be with you. You do not need to be afraid. So kids, when you go to school, you can say, hey, I hope you have peace today. When we go to work, I hope you say to someone, I hope you have peace today. Because God's with you. See, that's sharing the gospel, and it's not preaching. It's just sharing Jesus Christ. Yeah, you know, he loves you. Peace. Because I said sometimes, looking at a few of the teachers and school, you know, people, and I'm like, probably there's times when you don't feel at peace when you're at school. Right? Or the police. You probably don't always feel at peace, do you? But there's times that all of us, we do not feel that because we don't turn to Jesus Christ until we're all stressed out and we've done everything else. And then we go, oh yeah, I guess I should go to God in prayer. Oh yeah, I guess I should turn to God. Have you been that way? I've done that before. Instead of the very first thing going, Jesus, help me. You know, I do that on Sunday mornings. Why don't I do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? You know, when we have a Bible study, when I have something with you, make sure, okay, God, you know, speak through me, you know, help us, lead us, da, 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 da. And then Monday morning comes around and I'm going, well, I'm doing my thing today. Right? See, we're all there. And we all like to do things on our own. Yet these guys, these disciples, what? You're going to leave us alone? How dare you? What? The pastor's leaving? How dare you? What are we going to do? Peace be with you. It's going to be okay. Because God's in control of it all. So if you learn anything today, it's these words. Peace be with you. Let's pray. Jesus, we're glad that you did leave, that you could be with us today by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you're with us no matter where we are, what we face, what we do, that we can turn to you with whatever is going on in our life. Through tornadoes, through fires, through finance struggles, through death, we are never alone. So we thank you for this reminder and these words to remind us that you are there and we do not need to be afraid. Give us this peace that passes all understanding and help us always, always to turn to you. It's in the name of Christ who is risen. I pray. Amen. Would the ushers now come forward for the morning offering? God, we thank you for your mighty power that is with us. We thank you for the gifts that you have given to us. And now I ask that you receive these gifts out of our love for you and for others, that they may be used to share the ministry of the word. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. Our closing song is, In Christ There Is No East or West. Or north, south, west, Christ is there. And he loves you and he wants you, no matter where you are, east or west, north or south, to love one another, to love him. And if you truly love Jesus Christ, if you truly love your God, you will obey his commands, his teachings. And when you do that, you will find his peace. So as you go forth this week, I pray that you pass that peace on to others, that you share the love with others, and that you will not have to be afraid of anything that you face this week, because God is with you. One other thing I didn't share at the beginning of service is Connie is doing better. She is in Bay City with her daughter, so continue prayers for her. Now go in the name of Christ, in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
to sleep in. Too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. Every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you.